proclamation number 5745 dated the August 12th, 1953. God's word is felt as a flow of strength by the souls in the beyond. Through contact with the spiritual kingdom, a steady flow of strength is set into motion, and this flow of strength is effective wherever the same striving towards ascent is noticeable. But the effect of the strength is also recognizable where the human being is not striving consciously but is not offering any resistance either, for he begins to open himself. He takes notice and observes everything that might relate to the spiritual kingdom in order to form his own opinion. You, my servants on earth, should believe that you do not go past your fellow human beings without being noticed. Believe that your actions and work find attention and that this is already the effect of the emission of strength generated by you, only that this effect, having a spiritual cause, can only be spiritually observed. It will express itself in your fellow human beings' thoughts, which are not obvious to you but can cause a person's inner change. And if people on earth won't derive a benefit from the flow of strength, then the souls in the beyond will, since no thought is hidden from them as soon as they want to learn from you, who follow the path in accordance with my will. Every influx of strength through prayer or loving actions, through conveying my word on earth or through reading this word aloud, is visible to these souls as a ray of light and experienced by them as a blessing if they are willing to accept it. And therefore you are always surrounded by souls which want to draw strength from you. Indeed, your fellow human beings would also be able to derive an abundance of strength from you if they would listen to you and partake of my word's grace of strength. Yet their will is not altogether interested in obtaining spiritual wealth because they are still paying too much attention to the world. Whereas only what you offer to the souls in the beyond is felt by them as strength, as blissful relief, since the flow of strength conveyed to them by the beings of light will only be recognized as strength when they have gained their first realization, when they, due to your help, have found the gate from the realm of darkness or twilight into the light. They are still too near to earth and thus can be more easily educated from earth than by the beings of light. These beings of light are already behind them as helpers and make it easy for them to understand what they are offered by you. But they are at all times within the cycle of my divine strength. They are always affected by the strength of my love and feel its effect. I am just not able to influence them directly as long as they are still in opposition to me, as long as they are still in the area of darkness from where you, however, can release them through loving instructions, through intercession and mental influence. All kind thoughts of the effect of strength, on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom. And therefore you should only send your fellow human beings good thoughts, and you will also give them the strength that can help them to change their attitude, for all good thoughts, intentions and actions have a redeeming effect, since it is strength, which will never remain ineffective. Amen.